just this journey. Well, I don't want to say journey, just some things I've been, Lord's been kind of speaking to me, connecting some dots, and asking him about sometimes how all this works, you know, with being in Christ and the role of that and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and all, you know, how all that kind of works, how the gifts work and all that kind of stuff. And not that you'll ever fully understand all that, right? It's just a mystery. We enter into it. One thing he's been just really speaking to me a lot about, and I never just really thought about it much, is how they were, how, you know, God works, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, how they've always been there. They've always worked together, right? They've always been in unity and union, and even from the very beginning, from creation. And one thing, you know, if I ever thought about creation, I would just, you know, think it's pretty cool and just kind of picture maybe the Father there and just let there be, and, you know, the world is created. And I never really thought much about Jesus being a part of creation, his role, or how he was there. And scriptures that I've read, you know, 100 times, the Lord just kind of took me back to them to re-remind me, or, I mean, almost giving me a sense of just being able to now to see it a little better. This is, I'll just read you some scripture. This is in Colossians chapter 1. For he rescued us out from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of all creation. For by him, by Jesus, or in him actually, in Christ, all things were created, things in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Really great scripture there. I love that verse 17, in him all things hold together, because the Lord really used that in my life one time, saying that, you know, Craig, in you, or in me, you're held together, right? Just not only physically, you know, apart from Christ, we would just disintegrate, but he holds us together emotionally. But these scriptures really point to that all of creation, everything that was created, that God the Father created through Christ, right? That he was there in creation. This is in John chapter 1. Well, let me do Hebrews first, and we'll come back to John. It's in Hebrews chapter 1. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions in many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the world. He is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of God's nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. And when he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Again, through him, all the world was created. And Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. It says this in 11, again, familiar scripture. Faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, men of old gained approval. And by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared, made by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made of things which are visible. Now, in John chapter 1, right, familiar verses again, all things are held as we read in Hebrews. He upholds all things by the word of his power, and all things were made by his word, right? He spoke. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, through Christ. Apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. That was in verse 1 through 4. Verse 10 of 1, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know. So God, you go back and read Genesis, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? It goes on to say that, I want to read it real quick because I want you to see something here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void. Darkness was on the surface of the water, and the Spirit of God was moving across the surface of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay? So when God said everything we've just talked about, spoke, let there be light, was it God the Father speaking, or was it God the Son speaking? Right? I believe, because he is the Word of God, right? He upholds all things by the Word of his power, and Jesus is the very Word of God. that Jesus is the one that spoke, right? God the Father is in his heart, mind, and he said he created everything that is. He created through Christ, and the Holy Spirit was there too. So God the Father, it was in his heart, his thought, his mind. He spoke it through Christ, and the Holy Spirit did it by power, right? So Jesus was there in creation. He was there when man was created, when he says he formed man out of the ground, out of dust. I've never thought about Jesus being there when man was created, right? He has said he's the firstborn of all creation. We were made in his image. So I see him now like almost like Michelangelo or something, you know, creating David, forming man. Then it said he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. I never really thought about that verse either. And I thought, well, okay, God, was it Father, was it you, or was it Jesus that breathed into him? Fast forward to John chapter 20. Jesus shows up in after his resurrection. He shows up in the room with these guys, right? And what does it say that he did? He breathed on them the Holy Spirit, the breath of God again. Because remember, Jesus came back and restored what man lost in Adam, right? So God evidently, because if you go back and read Genesis, came down and fellowshiped with him and walked with him in the cool of the garden. Who was that walking with him? Jesus, right? God the Son. We're made in his image. He's the one. So I'm saying all that to say this. That's how God has always worked. Come to the New Testament, right? Even though Jesus came as man, I got to remember he was also always God. He was always 100%. That's what these candles mean on this table. Jesus was 100% God. He was 100% man. Scripture tells us that it was God the Father working through Jesus, right? John chapter 14, John chapter 10, John chapter 8, John chapter 5, all these different verses that said that God did. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Acts 2:22 says that God the Father worked his works through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, okay? So we saw that again, Jesus' earthly ministry, the same thing happened as it did in creation. God was doing it. The Father thought it. Jesus spoke it. The Holy Spirit did it. Okay? Now comes to us, the New Testament, right? Pentecost. All of that came now to live within us. So it's still God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You've been brought now into this great union with him. And he's doing things the same way he's always done it. It's the Father's desire, does it through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. And we're now in Christ. Okay? I'm saying all that to say because I want you to look at, as I'm going to go on this journey with me, I'm going to drag you with me, that when it comes to the gifts and the power of the Spirit, it's all about a person. You're baptized into Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You have been baptized into the body of Christ. So it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So if I'm baptized in the body of Christ, and then he goes on to use that we are individual members like the members of the body of Christ, so think about my hands being his hands, and so you got the gift, you got prophecy, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, gifts of healings, right? All those that it talks about in there, okay? That means they are, is that my hands are his hands. It's his hands, right? Jesus. So prophecy, healings, all that stuff is a person. Acts chapter 4 says that God extended his hands through the apostles and healed people. Peter would say, Jesus Christ heals you. Right? Again, it's the person of Christ in them speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, doing the will of God. Does that make sense? So the gifts of the Spirit are there to manifest the presence of Christ, who is the healer, who is the voice of prophecy, who is the word of knowledge, who is wisdom. Because Paul said Christ became to us wisdom from God. He is the power of God, right? All that stuff is in a person, and he's in you. So the gifts are not a personality type. The gifts are a person, Jesus. That's why we can all walk in it, because you all have it, because you all have him. You have Jesus living within you. So when we get up here and we do that, or you're doing that during the day and you're praying for somebody, you're just cooperating with the way God has always done it, the way he did it in creation, the way he did it when he walked this earth, and the way he's doing it now. That's the reason Jesus said, greater works than these you'll do. And people just get, you know, try to figure out what he was saying. Well, to me, that's just real simple. There was one Jesus and one here on the earth, and now there's a million of them, because now he lives in us, and he's living his life through us by the same way. So they're not just these little cute little things. This is the power of God. It's Jesus living. It's Him speaking. It's Him. Paul said, no longer I live, but now Christ Jesus lives within me. Life I live now, I live by faith, or the faith of the Son of God, by His faith. Okay? So as we're moving toward that, and you want to grow in that, know from the start that you already have it. It's a person. He's just going to do it the same way He's always done it. He wants to use your hands, your lips, your voice to do it. But it's not you, it's Him. Right? And you have it. So maybe I made things a little more muddy for you, but I really have a passion to see the body of Christ be the body of Christ and walk as the body of Christ and walk in everything that He's done. And you know, we don't have time today, but I'll spend a whole day one time talking about that, about how the whole thing is about building up the body of Christ with each other. Right? That we're all important parts of that, and that's how we grow, we mature and everything. It's by the proper working of each individual part. Well, I don't want to get wigged out about that and feel like I'm inadequate. The truth is you are, but you're now in Christ. As God created through Him, He'll create through you. Right? When you speak, when you speak. Okay, all right, we got to stop there. Lack of time. Well, let's stand. Now may the peace, right? Peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. See, you can give peace to each other because the one who is peace lives in you, right? You're just kind of releasing that to everybody around you.